This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Matt Bracken's our guest. We're getting into the incremental selective enforcement of industrial society, the post-industrial world that the United Nations officially has as international law. But again, the future will not be evenly distributed, and is not distributed evenly. It's being distributed to the globalists that siphon off our energy, our industry, our inventions, build their globalist system while collapsing the world into quagmire, using Islam and socialist revolutions to dumb the public down and put them into two different forms of brainwashing control. Mr. Bracken, finish up with a few minutes on that, and we'll talk to Paul Watson. But you were talking about their plan as they attack our energy supplies, our grids, everything.
Well, going back to the beginning of the show, you said you're not a hero or not a brave man. I think you are. I think that all of us now, we need to stand on the skyline. You know, our training is to hide in the ditches to take a good shot and not to ever skyline ourselves. But those of us in what you might call leadership positions, it is our duty to skyline ourselves, which you are certainly doing going to Cleveland. And I admire you greatly for that. Also, Paul Watson, tremendous videos. If we're all the gray man, then 1984 wins. So there is a time to hide. Now is not the time. Now is the time to stand tall. I do fear that there is not going to possibly not be an election. Certainly there won't be a smooth transfer of power. I expect assassinations. I expect, you know, Nice-style attacks. I expect magazine dumps into crowds coming up, because Team Tyranny is going to pull out all the stops. We're going to see an escalation that's going to make our heads spin, and we have to be prepared for that. This is all part of a destabilization.
Isn't the good news, though, that I see the military is almost completely awake? Cops are really waking up. I mean, are you seeing that?
Yes, but the problem is, if the power goes out, it's very hard for us to organize. You know, forget about Facebook. There won't be television. So we have to be prepared for a lot of worst-case scenarios, like my short story, What I Saw at the Coup, my other short story, Alas, Brave New Babylon.
Sure. Well, I just want to be clear on the whole angle. I know there's no future if we don't fight now. And that's why I am willing to take basically any risk at this point. And I feel good about it, because I realize down the road it gets too horrible. Matt Bracken.
We're not youngsters. You know what? We've had a great life. We've had a great shot. We owe it to the next generation. Maybe they're being raised as brainwashed.
That's right. There had to be some men in this age to stand up. We'll talk to you again coming up maybe this Sunday, when because I'm going to be flying to Cleveland there. But we're going to have David Nine here. So hopefully he'll pop in with us for an hour. We'll talk to you again, Mr. Bracken. God bless you.
Thank you.
Absolutely. I mean, there are still men left in the world. I'll just say that. And I'm not bowing down to any of this crap. I'm done. Thank you, sir. Paul Watson, you got a minute and a half. Thank you for joining us. The great work you're doing.
Yeah, I'll just finish by saying, you know, this is the most tumultuous year politically in my entire life. There's going to be more terror attacks. There's going to be riots. There's going to be civil unrest across the West. But this will lead to the rise of populism, as it's already doing throughout Europe and also in America. And that's the necessary medicine we need. The left's policy of multiculturalism has completely failed. Their neoliberal military interventionism has completely failed. It's blown back. It's created an absolute disaster. And we need actual leaders to step up and fix this complete mess. And hopefully that's what's going to happen.
What else are you looking at, Paul? What else is going up on Infowars.com? I'm very thankful that Drudge is pointing out that the newspapers won't say Islamic terror and say truck. But this Facebook, for me, not letting us put in Islamic terror, I mean, in live time, that should be the top story in the country. There's proof to the Senate of incredible censorship.
Oh, no, they're banning people all over Facebook. I've put one up on Twitter. It's a quote. Somebody posted on Facebook, "I'm going to condemn Muslims and their death cult religion. I'm not going to say pray for France." Banned, deleted, within hours of this attack. So that's the most important thing, is banning deleting.
And they target the little people first. They don't try to ban the big guys first. They ban the little people thinking you have no voice. That's why you fight harder, because you really are who are important.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, for this hour, former Minnesota governor, best-selling author, former Navy SEAL, movie star, patriot, TV show host, Jesse Ventura is our guest. I remember when he, for several years, was kicked off of MSNBC back when it had bigger ratings than CNN or Fox. You know, huge ratings. They killed it. He wouldn't endorse the Iraq war, so they just kicked him off the air, even though he had great ratings. That's why I really respect Jesse Ventura. You also have somebody like Donald Trump, who was against the war at that time. And so even though I don't agree with maybe 10% of what Jesse Ventura stands for, it doesn't matter, because all I want is somebody that has integrity, whether they be a talk show host or whether they be a president or a governor. And that's what it's really all about. What Jesse Ventura says he stands for is what he stands for. And there's so much to talk to him about, but I got to tell you, getting to know him now, hard to believe, like 8-9 years ago, and now being a guest on several seasons of his popular show, Conspiracy Theory. everything we talked about, the NSA spying, the FEMA centers, that's now been declassified, by the way, last year. We've covered the resettlement program, the program for world government, atmospheric manipulation, that's been partially declassified. The Brexit, you know, leaving the euro, all of this is what he and I and others have covered because it was in the documents. It wasn't speculation. It really is mind-blowing. And so we have to ask ourselves, what point have we gotten to as a civilization where world government is out in the open? They admit it's a corporate, unelected world government. And those of us that exposed it before it was even admitted to exist, do we get an apology? And see, it's not about those of you that exposed us getting an apology or myself getting an apology. It's about the fact that we knew what was going on. We understood what was unfolding. We warned people accurately. And so the general public needs to remember that, and they are starting to remember that. And so, yes, this show and others like it have more credibility, and you've got all the government disinfo shills out there that cause infighting and, you know, make up silly stories and things that can't be proven. But to be called a conspiracy theorist is just someone that is questioning known liars in the political spectrum and all these multinational interests that are coming in and taking control of our government and our process. And I think we can all agree, no matter what color we are or what party we're in or where we're from, that we just want transparency. We want our governments back. We want to be populist. Now, the question is, what type of populist are you? We're going to Jesse Ventura's phone drop. He just came back. We know that we've attacked the Middle East for no reason. We know we've overthrown moderates. We know now they've put in radicals and then have opened up Europe and the West to it to cause a destabilization that I believe will be a backlash to further invade the Middle East in the future, but also take our liberties domestically. Full spectrum dominance. And I want to get Jesse Ventura's take on that. I want to talk about his new book, one of many bestsellers, Bleep Politicians Talk About, S-word politicians say, stuff politicians say, the funniest, dumbest, most outrageous things ever uttered by leaders. Number one, I haven't read the book yet, but it's got to be where the congressman thinks that Guam is a floating island. You're a former Navy SEAL, Governor. Let's fact check that congressman from Georgia. Do islands float, sir? What are islands?
Do islands float? I don't think so. I've been all through Southeast Asia and great parts of the Pacific. I did 17 months deployed overseas, two tours. And I never ran into any floating islands.
Well, you're a conspiracy theorist for saying.
Wait, and I had to swim in a lot of those waters, so I would have been up close and personal to them too.
Well, we're not going to believe you. We're just going to say you're a conspiracy theorist because the congressman said they float. Wow, where should we start? I mean, what do you think about the terror attacks that we just saw in the last few months? The one last night in Europe.
Well, Alex, what people failed to realize, I was talking somewhere one time, and there was a Muslim girl waited, young, and she had the whole get up on, you know, the stuff they wear. And, you know, I'm not really privy to it being a non-believer. I don't pay attention to all that stuff with any of them. But she waited for me, and afterwards she came up to me and said, Governor Ventura, you know exactly, you understand the Middle East. And this is what I had said. All of this stems from the root problem of colonialism that took place decades and decades ago, where Europe, through colonizing the world, at some point did it to the Middle East. And what they did, they formed countries not based upon the tribes there. They based them upon what they wanted. You know, okay, France, you're going to take care of this, and you're going to take care of that, and that, all to profit them.
That's right.
And so you have all the countries have three different religious factions that have been warring for years, and the only way to keep them under control was to have dictators. Well, now we've gone in and taken out all the dictators, and now look what you've got. This is all blowback. To me, it's blowback from colonialism.
You're absolutely right, and nobody's talking about that. I mean, you just said that. It's so true. The British created Saudi Arabia out of like four or five groups. Iraq was created out of three different groups. All these countries.
It wasn't done according to the needs of the people there. It was done according to whatever the Europe colonialization wanted. And now it's blowing back on Europe because they're getting hit pretty hard with it. And to me, that's the root problem. Just like, okay, we'll transition to what's happening in America right here with our police and our black community and all this. Okay, racism is definitely one of the problems, but that takes generations to get rid of. You can't change that overnight, people's feelings like that. But here's the root problem, Alex, the war on drugs.
Sure.
That's what's militarized our police. It's made it to where they bust door downs, come in shooting first and asking questions.
Well, I was about
later.
To say, I mean, you can really blame the feds. They have done all the federal training, the instinctive shooting, the no-knock warrants, the asset forfeiture. That is all the federal government, bipartisan, going right back to Richard Nixon. And I say, stop it. Just like you say, I totally agree.
Yeah, well, the point is, that's if you end the war on drugs, you end the militarization of our police. When I was doing my internet show, I had a 10 or 12 year Baltimore police cop veteran on, and he agreed with me and concurred fully with that position.
By the way, speaking of that, you've done all sorts of TV shows. Can I talk about the RT thing coming up?
Well, I haven't officially inked it yet. It's unofficial.
I saw it in the news articles. So I know I wasn't leaking something, but I mean, I'd love to see that. Larry King can say whatever he wants on there. So.
Yeah, no, let's just put it this way. I'm in final negotiations with RT.
Good.
And here's what I find amazing, is that I grew up, Alex, and lived through the entire Cold War, right? And now I'm censored throughout the United States. I can't get on TV shows. I can't do this. I got 33 media conglomerates opposing my lawsuit to clear my name and all this stuff. And yet, who's going to give me the freedom to speak freely? The Russians?
That's crazy. And you know what's crazy? Is I've talked to folks that have had shows, and I've talked to one of the producers for Larry King, because I've met King before out in L.A., and they said, no, he can just say whatever he wants. They don't even ask what he's going to say. And it's like, wow, you know, working at MSNBC, I know, being around Fox and CNN, they try to control everything you say.
Oh, Alex, I found this out when I went to Moscow in December. When Vladimir Putin spoke that night at the 10-year anniversary, he stated he will never interfere artistically. He will never interfere with anything we want to talk about.
But we hear from our media, he totally controls the media.
Oh, it's the opposite. I'm going there for freedom. I can't even talk here. It's the Russians who are giving me free speech to Jesse Ventura.
Well, that's because they've already been to the bottom, and we haven't hit the bottom yet, and I don't wonder how far.
Well, the point is, they're embracing capitalism. When I was over there, they're embracing it so much, Alex, all stores are open 24/7. That's competition. Everything's open all the time.
Amazing. Well, I can't wait. I saw.
Alex, is that not embracing capitalism?
I know. They have lower taxes than we do.
You can go out at 3 in the morning and buy a tuxedo. Someone will be there to wait on you.
That's crazy. Now, I've talked to folks. They're really trying to rebuild Russia. And look at how the West has got all these sanctions and moving weapons in. Did you see Putin come out and warn the press of nuclear war? And the Chinese president just Monday warned of war with the United States. And again, I don't defend the communist Chinese. They're a terrible government, but their people are good. But it's true that the West is really moving in up against their borders.
It's also a fact. I heard Putin speak. He was getting grilled by a BBC guy. And the guy was grilling Putin on Russia's aggression. And Putin was so cool and calm, he said, well, let's put this into common sense for a moment, if we can. Russia has two bases, military, outside of Russia.
Two or three, yeah.
The United States has 178?
Big ones. It's like 500.
Something like that.
About 500.
And like Putin said, using common sense, who's the aggressor? I mean, come on. We got military. I'm for closing them bases and bringing our young men and women home where they belong. And And then if you want to have them guard our border, let's do it with the U.S. military.
Well, that's what they're supposed to do in the Constitution.
You know, well, that's what I'm advocating. If you're worried about our borders, let's have the military truly protect America.
Yeah, walls are not going to do it. I mean, I like Trump, but the wall thing is build a bigger ladder and dig under it. I mean, give me a break. Jesse Ventura is our guest. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
My name is Jay. I'm 26 years of age, and I just want to thank the makers of the One World Whey protein powder. After having chronic abdominal pain and pressure for months, I was diagnosed with ulcerative colitis. The medical doctor told me there was nothing I could do to treat it other than taking pain and nausea medication. Then I came across an ad for One World Whey on the radio and read the claims that it can help with all types of inflammation. I took the One World Whey protein powder every day for a month, and the chronic pain and pressure sensations went away completely. And I never took the pain or nausea meds. To this day, my intestines are free of pain.
Nature is kind. When we consume foods we're designed to eat, then she gives back health when it was once lost. One World Whey consistently supports the body's production of glutathione and overall repair. Glutathione stops inflammation, removes heavy metals, and toxins of all kinds. When inflammation is gone, the body can complete its healing process. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Well, talking to my my good friend Jesse Ventura during the break. And I say good friend because he just is a really good guy. He's been through so much demonization, so much disinfo. They were scared of him running for president. Well, he was just telling me, you know, he never really made an announcement, he's not running for president. He was telling me why. And I want him to spend some time talking about that, the state of the world and where he sees things are going. So, Governor, if you don't mind, repeat what you were just telling me during the break.
Well, I took hard consideration to run, Alex. The libertarians contacted me on two occasions and invited me to their big convention in Orlando. But I chose not to go because I sat down with my wife and we talked. And here's how I felt. I'm 65. I just it's my birthday. I go on Medicare today. Ain't that wonderful?
Happy birthday. I didn't know it was your birthday.
You're welcome. Thank you, I should say. Yeah, anyway, though, okay, I run and I run to win. And I truly think I could have won in light of the fact that both these candidates have negatives that are, you know, over 50%. But that aside, I had it in my gut to run. I wanted to debate him. I'd love to take him on. But where I fell short in my heart was I didn't feel at this time in my life that I wanted to give 100% to late 70 minimum. And you got to do it. And I just didn't feel I could do that. I if it was 10 years ago, I would have did it. But I at this point, personally, in my life, I know I got only a finite number of years left. And as you get older and go on Medicare, it actually becomes more apparent to you, believe it or not. And I just couldn't bring myself to dedicate the 100% needed to do that. And my wife did not want me to run. And she's been with me 41 years, and I always say this, I will pick her over any elected official position.
Well, she's a great lady.
Any of them.
Absolutely, but expanding on why you're very close to doing this big show with RT, RT globally is much bigger than CNN, hundreds of millions of viewers. I mean, it's really amazing.
It's second only to the BBC now in the world. It's like in 800 million homes throughout the world.
Which shows how discredited our media is. CNN used to be one of the biggest. Now no one will carry it overseas. It's, I mean, we're so distrusted. So let's talk about that. You were saying you have a larger mission than just trying to be U.S. president.
Well, when I chose not to run for president, this December I made a trip to Moscow on behalf of RT because RT and I are going to work together, Russian television, I hope. We're very close right now to doing the deal. And I'm getting older, and, you know, you choose the things you want to do or the legacy you want to finish your life with. And I was so impressed with the Russian people when I went over there meeting the common people. And it bothered me so much having parents who fought side by side with the Russians as allies in World War II. My father spoke very highly of the Russians he met and knew. And I want my legacy now to be, I want to work for Russian television, and I want to try to bridge the gap any small way I can to make the United States and Russia friends instead of enemies. We should be friends, not adversaries or enemies anymore. They've embraced capitalism so much over there, Alex. Stores, everything is open 24/7. Now that's capitalism.
What do you make of NATO, the globalists, the Republicans and Democrats, Obama, trying to start a war with Russia? It's just crazy. This isn't Iraq.
It is utterly crazy. I met Russian people over there the short time I was there. They're happy people. They're out from underneath communism. They're enjoying a freedom they've never felt before. But they're new. They're just growing at it. Imagine what our country was like in its first 10 years, or whatever it's been now. I guess 91 when it fell, so it's a little over 25 lousy years. Well, they have to have a chance, and we're not giving it to them. Where we ought to be standing with them and working with them, I guess our industrial war machine needs to be fed continually, doesn't it? Well, my job, I believe, in life right now is going to be to try to overbridge that. I want to be friends with Russia, not enemies with
Sure. Them. Well, world government wants world government, and Russia doesn't want to be part of the world government. So that's what's happened. In fact, it's only Russia that's the holdout. The communist Chinese are heavily involved in the whole project, though they've been kind of double-crossing each other. We're going to break here in a moment and talk about your book. But what do you make of, just briefly, all the communist Chinese talk of war with the U.S.? Just crazy.
Well, I have haven't followed that, Alex. That's new to me. I don't watch the news and like you do. You know, I try to break away from it.
Well, our news won't tell anybody about it. We write articles about the official Communist Party saying they're getting ready for war with the U.S. This is unprecedented talk.
Well, you know, I don't know. All I can say is this. I know 2 years ago there was an international poll done by Gallup, I think, where they polled like 3,000 people internationally. And they posed the question, if you went to war, who do you think would likely be your adversary? 23% of them said the United States.
Let's talk about that. That's a great point. We'll be back.
In the 1950s, Dr. Joanna Budwig had a 90% success rate curing people of cancer using fresh pressed flax oil and cottage cheese. The combination of dairy protein with unoxidized flax oil was able to restore oxygen transfer. It is now well known the cells of our bodies require unoxidized omega-3 and 6 seed oils to both attract and absorb oxygen. For the first time, there are seed oils with virtually zero oxidation, even after 1 year at room temperature. All other, quote, cold-pressed seed oils are structurally damaged and significantly oxidized by the time you consume them. Andrea's seed oils retain the correct shape, electron content, and information that is quickly communicated to all the cells in your body. By taking these sacred seed oils, your whole body will begin to use oxygen as the Creator designed it. Now combine this with our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein, and you have a winning combination to confer energy and health like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Generals gathered in their masses, just like witches at black masses. Evil minds that plot destruction.
Sorcerers of death's construction. I'll tell you, I've been to a lot of big rallies. I've snuck into Bohemian Grove. I've covered military drills. I've gone out and protested the Ku Klux Klan and Mecha La Raza and the new Black Panther Party. But I do have a few butterflies about what's coming up next week in Cleveland. I'll be there. I'm going to be speaking at some rallies. I'm going to be doing live broadcasts and a lot of big interviews. I'll be wearing my Hillary for Prison shirt. The FBI is saying they think there may be terror attacks at this event or whatever. I think overall it's more dangerous driving down the highway But what I know is more dangerous is not being engaged, not being involved, and just rolling over. Former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura is our guest. S-H-you-know-what-T, politicians say the funniest, dumbest, most outrageous things ever uttered by our leaders. I want to talk some about the book here in a moment. And I want to talk about Ventura's suit he won for defamation. Now that's been overturned, going back to the full court. He's not really been saying a lot about that because obviously it's going to be litigated. But first, let's talk about election 2016. I have problems with Trump saying torture ISIS. Though I don't like ISIS, we know where torture goes. I'd like to have you speak to that. But overall, he's more of a populist. I know you're friends with him. I think he really does want to do some things that will make this country more successful. Hillary is a globalist. She's dialed into all the corruption. I mean, Trump is more of an outsider than her. I'm all in for Trump personally. What is your view on 2016 and where this is going? And what is your prediction, Jesse Ventura?
Well, for me, what I want to see happen is this. You got two candidates here, Trump and Hillary, whose negatives are the highest in history. Their negatives are higher than their positives. Their negatives are up 60-some percent and all that. I think it opens the door, finally. Let's have debates and let's include Gary Johnson of the Libertarian Party and give people an alternative to where they can say no to these two parties and yes to a third alternative, finally. In this country, I'm hoping this happens, Alex. I'm hoping Gary Johnson does well enough that he wins his home state, maybe squeaks out somewhere else, and then Trump and Hillary both split the Electoral College so that nobody gets elected. And then maybe out of the 2016 election, they'll do away with the antiquated Electoral College system and go back to a one that says if you get the most votes, you win.
Well, that's a great point, because I understand states that have a lower population not wanting to be slaves of a bigger state. And I get the two senators being sent, but then the House being apportioned. But what I don't like is the 1972-78 rules where the Dems and the Repubs can sit there, the Crips and the Bloods, as you call them, can sit there and say, oh, we don't care about your popular vote. We're just going to give this to whoever we want, like George Will wrote, the sovereigns of the party. Well, the Republicans so far have failed. I talked to Roger Stone today. He was being summoned by Trump, so he couldn't come on today. But he's going to be on this, obviously, in studio coming up at the RNC. But they tried to steal it from Trump. They succeeded with Sanders. And I just can't believe even CNN admitted, well, the AP is overseeing the election, and they met with the superdelegates who said they were going for Hillary. So they agreed to call it for Hillary and not look at the votes in California. That was so surreal for me to see them openly say the popular vote didn't count.
Well, and then, so we'll look at, let's just go back to every other election. If you go for mayor, governor, congressman, senator, he who gets the most votes wins. Yet in 2000, Al Gore got 500,000 more votes, yet George Bush was the president. Now, that's insane. How can you get the most votes and lose? It's insane. And the reason you got the Electoral College initially was because they had to do it. They had to ride by horseback to Washington to elect the president, so they had to send delegates. Well, when's the last time anybody went on horseback to Washington?
What do you think of the arrogance of the Dems and Republicans claiming they could just ignore the popular vote openly? I mean, this has been pushed out in the open, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's horrible. And the point is, why isn't Gary Johnson? We haven't seen a third party since Ross Perot in 92 up on that stage. Why? What's wrong with having a third or a fourth? Have four people up there, and then people can look at all four of them or three. Greenie, you can put up there, too. The Green Party, the Libertarians, the Democrats, and the Republicans. And that way the people can hear four people and what their vision is. Because I am voting for Gary Johnson proudly. I'm voting for someone, not against someone.
You have been friends with Trump for a long time overall.
Yeah, but Gary goes where I go. Gary believes and he believes in ending the war on drugs.
Listen, Jesse, I totally hear what you're saying. My question is, separately, just Trump is the man who I know you've been friends with for a long time. I mean, do you think he's for real in what he's doing?
I certainly want to believe he is. I mean, it's the most important job pretty much on the planet.
Well, I think he's very serious. I think he's very serious.
I didn't do it because I didn't feel I could give 100% in doing the job.
What do you make of his overall courage? I mean, out there in the face of all these threats and what he's doing, he's sure working his butt off.
Well, and he needs to, but he should also be careful. It's a thing, you know, I'm the conspiracy theorist, right? I'm labeled that because I did the TV show and this and that. Well, let's do a scenario for a minute and have a little morbid fun with it, Alex. Okay, you guys, Trump is being set up perfectly to be taken out because he now is going to pick this insider from Indiana who's well-received by the establishment Republicans, quote, to unite the party back. Well, he's only going to be a heartbeat away. Now, who do you think would make the best Lee Harvey Oswald? An undocumented Mexican or a Muslim?
It'd be a disgruntled right-winger. That's what they'd want to do.
Well, no. I think you put it on to maybe an undocumented Mexican. That way we'll hate Mexico even worse because they, you know, he assassinated Donald. Think what? About it. I mean, I'm having fun. If I was a script writer.
No, I hear you. The Secret Service admits that Donald Trump is probably the most threatened candidate in history. And we've seen a repeat. And I've talked to the insiders. I'm just going to leave it at that. Not just Stone. And what's happened here is, just like 1980 when they told Reagan, you better take George Herbert Walker Bush or we're not going to let you have it. They still are fighting today in the Rules Committee as we speak to try to steal the nomination from Trump. But it's basically failed. And that is from Stone and one other person. But they were just saying Gingrich is even worse. And that's who the elite upped the number. Adelson upped the number to $300 million if Trump would have taken Gingrich. Instead, he took this gentleman, Mr. Pence, Governor Pence, because he's seen as not as aggressive and as dangerous, and they don't see him as somebody that would try to assassinate Trump. A little bird told me that. So what do you make of that?
Well, I don't know, but like I said, why do you think I made the statement in jest, but it had some reality to it, when I said I wanted to run, but I wanted Howard Stern as my running mate?
Yeah, so they never want to kill you to not make the president
exactly.
Howard Stern.
Exactly.
No, I get it. This makes it more palatable for the establishment to kill Trump, not that Pence would be involved, because they want to put Pence in. Just like Reagan got shot, you know, the day after.
If they get their guy a heartbeat away, and he's the loyal old, of the old guard of the corporate Republicans that Trump is dislodging, hey, Donald's only one guy. See, that's why Trump would have been better off to take me, because they would want him way more than me.
No, I hear you. Absolutely. You would have been a great choice. You would have been a great choice.
And I say that, you laugh about it, but this is the most power game in the world we're talking here. And you don't think people will take drastic measures if they feel the times are drastic? They will.
That is an amazing point you just raised. Okay, in your gut, if you're sitting around the dinner table with your wife talking about, you know, Jesse, who do you think is going to win the election? What do you tell her?
Right now, I don't know. Because as I said, the two major candidates, their negatives are so high, and now they claim they're running even. Which way the wind blows, a couple things will come into play. If women decide ultimately they want a woman president, Hillary wins. If that comes into play for whatever reason.
Sure, what do you make? I agree. What do you make of Trump not going with the gimmick of a woman?
Of not doing what?
I mean, I think it would have been a plus. There's a lot of able women. I'm actually surprised. If I was Trump, I probably would have gone with a woman.
Yeah, but wouldn't that look like what you're doing?
Yeah, but I mean, if it's a qualified person, I mean, well, what does it matter?
I don't know.
Well, Hillary's saying Elizabeth Warren, where it's all women, so it's total gimmick.
You know? Well, you know, and she hasn't picked Elizabeth Warren yet.
Let me ask you this. Don't you think Hillary's a lot worse than Donald Trump?
Do I think Hillary's worse than Donald Trump?
Yeah.
To be honest, here's the problem. As an individual, Donald probably isn't as bad as an individual. But what I worry about are the parties. And I don't care what you say, I fear the Republicans more than I do the Democrats. And so if the Republicans have the power, that means Republican things are going to get implemented, which means, what, women won't be allowed abortions anymore? And things of that nature, are gay rights, gay people can't get married now because the Republicans are back in charge. So when it comes to that, as individuals, but the fear I have is the parties run the operation no matter what, especially if Donald, gives in and picks a party solid guy to unite them, well, then they're going to get their influence back.
Well, let's talk about that. I mean, you were the populist dark horse that got into Minnesota and the model for Schwarzenegger and everything else. And, I mean, what was it like? I mean, you talked about first week there, the CIA comes to visit you. You might, tell folks that story again. I mean, if you've been there, what is it like even at a state level with the bureaucracy when it shows up and tells you who's boss?
Well, they don't really tell you who's boss. What you've got to do, you've got to create the main people around you. You have to trust explicitly that they are loyal to your agenda and not to any, and they're not being influenced by any other agenda. And that's what I fear in the case of Trump. He's a Republican. So the Republicans are going to get their foothold in there. They're going to get their people onto the inside, maybe as a chief of staff or an assistant to this or that. And see, that's the part you got to worry about. Your most loyal people that you count on one hand had better completely be from your corner and not be coming in with an ulterior motive.
Well, that's right. Even if you're running a media organization or a business or a company, your biggest issue is your lieutenants going out on their own agendas.
Right. And you want their you have to have their loyalty. Have to. And it ain't going to come from the political party, the established party, because the established party's loyalty is to the established party, not to you. It was interesting. When I became governor, I didn't hire hardly anybody from the Independence Party, and I told them point blank. I said, if you elected me thinking you were going to get a job at the Capitol, you were on board for the wrong reason. I will be hiring the best people to do the job at the Capitol, and politics will not come into play on that aspect. And I took a lot of heat from my own party because of that. Because so many people think when you win, ooh, I helped, now I get this cushy job. Well, with me, not unless you're qualified to do that cushy job.
Jesse Ventura is our guest.
Well, it's like George Bush when he put his buddy who ran the American Arabian Club for Horses or something in charge of FEMA. Remember, Brownie, you're doing a hell of a job.
Oh, yeah.
Well, there's your example. He puts a guy who ain't even qualified, don't know nothing about it, in charge of the military. Another good example, Dick Cheney. Never served a day, got 5 deferments, yet he's made Secretary of Defense.
Well, that's a neocon thing where everybody has to be a chicken hawk. You're not in the club unless you're a chicken hawk.
So whatever, but I mean, see, that's where I was different, and that's where Donald has to maintain his integrity. Keep his original people who believed in what he was doing intact, who are loyal to him. Because if he lets the party get the foothold in there...
No, I totally agree. This Pence thing... is not good, but I mean, compared to Gingrich, I mean, if he'd have done Gingrich, it'd have been some.
I heard the general would have been a great pick, but they didn't like it because he was too socially liberal.
I know, which I thought would have been a good move to Texas.
Oh, I thought that was the best move he could. That would be the way he'd get some of the Sanders people.
And Flynn has a lot of integrity. He's the guy that exposed that Obama and everybody's running Al Qaeda and ISIS.
There you go. I would have, had I been Trump, he would have been my choice. Not any of these other old parties.
Well, the left was scared of him. They kind of exaggerated some of the more liberal things, but he is more quasi that way. But, I mean, Flynn's just really, I looked at his whole history. He has really, he got fired by Obama for, wanting to not back ISIS. And really, he's done a lot of great work as a patriot. You can look at him, though. I mean, he's not an egomaniac, crazy person. I mean, I'll be honest, Jesse. I'm hanging around you, totally normal guy, just a real person. I've been around, I mean, you know, rallies and stuff. I've covered Hillary. You just see her in person. She looks like a rubber, like, Joker creature or something. And of course, her actions are evil. But, I mean, just the way she looks, she's scary to me. I mean, I'll be honest. I'm voting for Trump just because Hillary scares me. And, by the way, you say you like the Russians. The Russian government officially tries to not get involved in our politics. But they say we're scared of Hillary. And Trump is the clear, better choice for Russia to see.
Yeah, but you know what? Maybe, but I still won't go as far as to vote for those parties. That's why I'll differ from you to the very end. I'm voting for supporting Gary Johnson, who will get us out of the wars and will end the war on drugs. Those are two.
You know, I know Gary Johnson. I know you know him, too. He's been on the show a lot. I've been around him in person quite a bit. And, man, I just, it's like you're talking to a frickin' brick wall or a robot or something, man. Not an evil robot, but a robot. I love people that are real, Jesse. Like, I mean, you know Gary.
I understand that. See, the difference between, and it's sad, the difference between Gary and I, if I would have did it, I have something that is required, I believe, Alex. And you know what that something is? It's called charisma.
That's exactly. Yeah, he doesn't have it.
Yeah, and unfortunately, Gary is not a person that walks around with great charisma. And it shouldn't be, it shouldn't matter, but unfortunately it does. But I will still vote for him because I ain't voting
for him. Sure, I'll be honest. I don't trust somebody who doesn't have charisma. And Hillary doesn't have it. She has, like, the opposite of it. You have it. I have it, obviously. Trump's got it. I just, if you don't have charisma, just get the hell away from me. That's just who I am. A woman can be the most beautiful woman in the world. She doesn't have charisma, she's uglier than hell to me. A woman isn't even that good looking, she's got charisma. Baby, that is sexy. Final segment with Jesse Ventura.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace, or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, in recognition of the July 4th holiday, get a 20% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Okay, so we all want to go to heaven when we die, but how exciting is it really going to be? Are we all going to sit on clouds and play harps? If there is a God, wouldn't he come up with something better? We're building a website called thebiblesaysthat.org. What you've been taught might not actually be in the Bible. The Bible says that life after death includes super spiritual powers. Want to move a mountain? Check out thebiblesaysthat.org and put some purpose back in your life. thebiblesaysthat.org.
This is Alex Jones. Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. The security industry uses hordes of salesmen to scare you into signing long-term contracts with no way out. Protect your family the right way with SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe has no long-term contracts, no hidden fees, 24/7 monitoring, and it's just $14.99 a month, three times less than most other security companies. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com to get 10% off for listening to my show. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food ready for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping and has been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free. Just cover $9.95 in shipping. Go to freefoodone.com right now. Supplies are limited and the program may end at any time. Go to freefoodone.com now. That's freefoodone.com.
I was just talking about Black Lives Matter with Governor Ventura. I'm getting to that in another interview, but he was just talking about this Minnesota case where the guy had a concealed carry. He had a job for many years as a manager, wasn't a bad guy. And the cops pull him over, get him out, and do shoot him in the back four times because they see a gun, which he told them, I have a gun. That's when they flip out. So there are bad cops. It does go on. My point is the globalists are manipulating that to cause a civil war to get us all fighting with each other. But I want to get into your book, but 60 seconds on the whole Black Lives Matter thing, Governor.
Well, you know, I can only tell you this. When I was governor, we commissioned a big study in Minnesota with like 60 of our police forces on traffic stops. And it came back overwhelmingly blacks get stopped more, even though in comparison to the number of drivers, overwhelmingly they're patted down more. But here was the shocker. Overwhelmingly, the white people are caught with the contraband. More so than the blacks.
Interesting.
Isn't that something? The blacks get patted down more, they get pulled over more, but the whites are carrying contraband at a much higher level than the blacks do, because maybe the blacks know they're going to get patted down if they get pulled over.
Well, I was about
over.
To say, the New York Times had a big study showing that they're not actually shooting more blacks on average than whites, but they are pulling them over and patting them down and violating their rights more often. And it is a problem. It's all part of the paranoid culture. I'm just saying this whole Black Lives Matter going out and shooting innocent cops, that's only going to make the cops more paranoid.
Alex, let me interject, too. It's all part of the war on drugs because they pull people over, predominantly in the poorer neighborhoods, trying to ultimately find drugs because then they profit from it.
I know. I worked in a bad neighborhood at a small animal that was large a little bit later when I was in high school. And I probably got pulled over 10 times because it was in that neighborhood. Believe me, I know. And it was just really the neighborhood.
They profit from it because if they bust you for drugs, they get to keep your car. They get to do all this stuff that should be against the Constitution. They have no right to take people's personal property.
Look, I totally disagree with the police state. I totally agree. I'm just trying to stop a civil war, but I totally agree with you. Jesse Ventura is our guest. SH, you know what T, politicians say. Amazing book. I've already been scanning through it. We're almost out of time, but some of these crazy quotes. Which one do you think is the craziest?
Well, for me, it's the one George Bush said, because, you know, I did the conspiracy theory show, and the one where he said, I'll be long gone before some smart person ever figures out what happened inside this Oval Office. Now, Alex, is that a confession?
Yeah, it's just bizarre. He's mentally ill.
No, I mean, and then another one of my favorites, so we're fair, was Al Gore. A zebra does not change its spots.
What about this one? Death has a tendency to encourage a depressing view of war.
Yeah, that was Donald Rumsfeld.
The concept of global warming was created by and for the Chinese in order to make the U.S. manufacturing non-competitive. I disagree with you. That is dead on, Jesse. I think that's dead on with more the globalists, not so much the Chinese.
What, do you think climate change is not real?
Well, certainly climate change is always going on, but I'm saying the whole hype deal about carbon taxes. You should have said carbon taxes.
Okay, well, whatever.
What are some of the other good ones? I mean, this is a book you hardly can put down. I just got it this morning.
It's a fun book, and it'll also make you angry. And I think I'll tell you the thing that was interesting in researching the book, Alex, quickly. I can't believe what our founding fathers said about each other. Oh, man, John Adams doesn't have anything good to say about George Washington, and he has bitter with Thomas Jefferson, and yet, if these things said are as bad as you can imagine, and they weren't singing Kumbaya by the fire, and yet they still got together and managed to create this great nation with the Constitution and the Bill of Rights.
I've read all your books. They're all excellent. I am going to read this and over again. This is the kind of thing you put on the coffee table. Everybody should get the book at Amazon.com, you name it. Jesse Ventura, SH, you know what T, politicians say. Let me say bye to you during the break. David Knight's coming up. Jesse Ventura, thanks for joining us. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com. Be back this Sunday. Well, David Knight will be.
GCN Live.
Then it's Cleveland.
Today.